Troy. Even though I'm still connected.
We'll also find some refreshing beers from Freeman and Phillip Brewing.
Okay. I didn't even touch my mic. Can you hear me right now? Audio check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Audio check.
KC fans, take a look at the song selection for tonight's game on the video board. Vote for the song you want to hear during tonight's game on Twitter. Just follow along.
Okay, so everything's good then.
Tonight's song from our DJ, Jay Swingar.
You should still be able to hear me. The mic is next to me.
And Eminem loses out.
Okay. You said crowd mic? Audio check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Audio check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Were you able to hear me through there? I just put my crowd mic all the way up. Let me try something else. It's in the middle, like where it should be, like where the little brackets are. I just put it up a little bit. I put it all the way, not all the way to the top, but all the way top of the bracket. Middle. I just talked, so it's bouncing. It's picking me up and it's picking up the crowd mic. I don't know. Are you talking about my mixer or are you talking about my app or the program? There's no numbers. I'm using Laudiocast.
Peterson's Event Rentals is celebrating 7 years of providing the highest quality party rentals to the Lower Mainland. As a third-generation family business, Peterson's is committed to offering exceptional service and providing innovative rental items, all while doing so in environmentally conscious ways. For more than 500,000 items in stock and with a large fleet of trucks, Peterson's has the ability to help create standout events. Regardless,
man, I think that bumped it up a little.
Peterson, look forward to providing the rental.
Like, do I sound far?
KC fans, this is your chance to have a throwback game-worn jersey. If you'd like to go home with one of these beauties, there's a silent auction happening right now. Place a bed, just head on down to the concourse on the first day side.
All right. Screw it. We'll wing it. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye, thank you.
After that, tickets for Game 3, 4, and 5 of the Northwest League Championship Series are on sale now. Visit CanadiansBaseball.com or stop by the Nathanae Stadium box office for all your playoff ticket needs. Let's go see! To say those magic words that'll get tonight's game started, face the sports net.
Eugene Emerald Baseball on 95.3. The score as Eugene Emerald will take on the Vancouver Canadians as they lead the way 3-2-1 in the series. Good evening, everybody. This is Alex Navekhan. It is a pleasure to be a part of your Saturday night, wherever you may be. As yesterday afternoon, the Emeralds were able to come in with some late game antics, with being able to drive in four runs in the top of the ninth inning to be able to seal the win in yesterday's game, in game four of the series. Now let's bring you the starting lineups here for your Eugene Emeralds. As Grant McRae back in the lineup and leading things off, Luis Matos will be hitting second. Marco Luciano will be batting third. Hunter Bishop will be hitting cleanup. Luis Toribio batting fifth. Jimmy Glowenki hitting sixth. Andy Thomas in the seventh slot. Damon Dukes will be batting eighth. And batting ninth is Hayden Cantrell. And now let's bring in the starting defense for the Vancouver Canadians. Playing in left field is Gabby Martinez, Deson Brown in center, Garrett Spain over and right. Alex De Jesus playing at third, Michael Turconi at short, Glenn Santiago will be playing at second, P.K. Morse is at first, Andres Sosa is behind the dish, and on the mound is Diane Santos. As Grant McRae steps into the box, and here we go as Santos kicks and fires the first pitch of the ball game, and McRae will go ahead and foul that one off, and it'll be one pitch, one strike on the count of Grant McRae. This one coming in at 7:04, which is just a minute early of schedule. We've been usually working with 2 minutes, 4 minutes behind schedules, but Grant McRae now here with two strikes on his count, so he's going to have to battle with two. The Vancouver Canadiens using the home whites and the red text across the chest saying Canadiens, as the two-strike pitch will miss down low for ball one. Dayan Santos, 0-2 on the year on those three starts in his high A career. Just a very short high A career, as the 1-2 pitch will be a batazo y lo saca foul, and the count will remain at 1-2. He's got 8 2/3 innings of work, 13 earned runs on 7 walks and 15 ponches. As the 1-2 pitch just missing outside, McRae thought he was going to go down on strikes on that one. Didn't miss by a whole bunch there, as the count will be 2-2 now. The opposition is hitting a high 343 in those three starts against Santos, as the 2-2 pitch once again missing outside. And these are great spots here by Santos. And McRae with some great takes there, as the count will go full. So far, this will be the first time the M's face off against Santos, as Grant McRae comes with a high fly ball deep to center field. Brown will look up at the warning track at the wall, and it's a bombazo! A loud batazo off of the bat of Grant McRae, as he gets the Emeralds on a 1-0 lead. Put it on the board.
Now batting for the Emeralds, the white fielder, number one, Luis Matos.
A no-doubter there off of the bat. The Grant McRae getting the Emeralds on the board just like that. One batter, and already a 1-0 lead here for Eugene, for Luis Matos. First pitch gets him on a breaking ball for a called strike. 0-1 the count. As McRae going in with his second long ball as a Eugene Emerald. And the count will be evened up at 1-1. With that one home run, that makes it his 8th RBI of the year. And really has been hitting well against the Vancouver Canadiens here in this one. Struggled a bit at home against the Everett Aqua Sox, but once it came down to being away from home, he has been hitting absolutely electric. And that was the same case as when he was hitting at Giza Stadium. And here's a ground ball sharply hit past the diving shortstop, Michael Tricconi. That'll end up into right center field for a hit, and it'll be Luis Matos that will get on with a base hit.
Now batting for the Emeralds, the shortstop, number 10, Marco Luciano.
One run on two hits already here for the M's, and nobody out in the top of the first, and Marco Luciano will be coming up. We were talking about it earlier today. It's the first time that the M's see Santos, and it's the first time Santos sees the M's. And already right out of the gate, the M's putting a run on the board early on in this one. As the 1-0 pitch, that's a low and away miss for Luciano, and he'll have a 2-ball count. Dayan Santos has got a 3-pitch mix on the recta, the slider, and the changeup. The 2-0 pitch taken for a called strike, 2-1 the count, as Santos on the fastball, recta 89-94, the slider is 77-85, and the cambio, the changeup 81-89. Luciano with a swing and a miss, and the toss down of first by Sosa. Matos able to get back to the bag standing up, and the count is 2-2 here. So Diane Santos, 5'11" frame, weighing in at 170 pounds as the 2-2 pitch buries that one low, and he falls behind here to Luciano to fill it up. Santos, very young, 19 years of age. Didn't even get to play in the Dominican Summer League as the payoff pitch, that one bounced low, and Luciano will get on with a walk.
Now batting for the Emeralds, the designated hitter, number 9, Hunter Bishop.
So still here in the top of the first, it's a 1-0 lead here for the Emeralds. Nobody out, runners on first and second. McCray got the sticks going for the M's on a lead-off solo home run. He would go into dead center field. The Emeralds have definitely had their fair share of cuadrangulares here at Nat Bailey Stadium. Have an axe to hitting here as Hunter Bishop coming up with runners on first and second still. Nobody out as Bishop will go after the first pitch, and it's a low pitch for strike one. Very different conditions here in Vancouver. All week long, it has been nice weather to play baseball. It has been sunny skies atop of us, but not the case here. It is cloudy, mixed with haze conditions here at Nat Bailey Stadium. Bishop going after that one as well. He's got two strikes. Despite it being cloudy and hazy, not gonna mess with us today in playing game 5 of this series. Some fires going on a couple of miles away from here as the 2-strike pitch, and Sosa almost getting crossed up. Looks like he was leaning towards the left-handed box and having to reach and try to frame the pitch at the same time, and the count will be 1-2. And both runners, they're straying away a little too far. Now they've got Matos on a rundown. De Jesus will feed it for Turconi, and he'll get him out. 1-5-6. Matos taking a very aggressive secondary lead, and Santos hadn't even tossed the baseball or even made the pitch just yet, and he ends up getting picked off. So instead of runners on first and second, it's a runner on first with one out. It's the 1-2 pitch, wild miss outside. Sosa having to lean over to the right-handed box to be able to make that grab, and the count is 2-2. Looks like the conditions are going to be this way today and tomorrow for getaway day for the M's as the 2-2 pitch, Avanica. And Bishop goes down on strike, swinging that time. And with two gone, runner on first, Luis Toribio will be coming up. One to nothing lead here for Eugene right out of the gate in the top of the first with a solo home run by Grant McCray to open things up as Toribio will take another wild pitch outside, ball one. Emeralds staying with the road greens. Why fix? Why change what already works? The 1-0 pitch, that one misses low and inside for ball two. They have really enjoyed these road greens as the 2-0, and that's a latazo y lo saca foul. He is able to foul that one off, and the count is 2-1. Luciano was able to get on via the walk as the 2-1. Toribio once again breaking his neck on that type of swing, and the count is 2-2. Toribio went 1-4-3 yesterday. As the 2-2 pitch, Toribio, did he go around? And they say no. It's So full count here to Luis Toribio now. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Luciano, he will be on the go here. As the 3-2, there goes Luciano. Avanica, and Luis Toribio strikes out. And regardless, he will throw down over to first just in case. So one run, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. It is a 1-0 Eugene lead thanks to Grant McCray on 95.3. The score.
Baseball fans, your Vancouver Canadians would like to remind you that batted or thrown balls can leave a field of play at any time and cause very serious injuries. So for your safety and the safety of everyone around you, we ask that you please keep your eyes on the field at all times. Thank you and enjoy the game.
And thank you for attending today's game on that very game. While you're here, we hope you have fun. Keep your head up and rock the mat. So please remember, no foul or abusive language.
Please, very responsible.
You're a flying ball so that my leadership is playing.
City fans, have a look at tonight's batting order, brought to you by Baseball BC.
Grant McCray able to give the Emeralds a 1-0 lead at the end of that one as we bring you the starting lineups for the Vancouver Canadiens. Grant McCray in center. Luis Matos over in right. Jimmy Glowenke is batting third. The shortstop.